Paul, do you know what episode number this is for us?
I hope it's 666, but I have no idea.
It's actually north of that.
Okay.
This is, because things are going to change after this episode. I was going to do it before, but as I've learned and scolded myself many times, I'm not going to do it while we're live streaming because that's not a smart idea.
Right.
This is podcast episode number 700.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we going to switch over to like the 20H1 episode numbers or something?
Well, here's because some smart people over on Throat.com pointed out in the comments. So I had this great idea, right? Because the way I'm situated is backwards. I just flip the feed and everything is good.
Yeah.
But it's not, unfortunately.
I don't quite understand how you're backward, but don't explain it because my head hurts already. And
well, I can probably explain it to you by showing you this controller.
Yep. Right. Well, I get that it's
backward.
But I mean,
and so here's the challenge.
I don't understand why it's backward.
Because I'm literally the feed is going in, and I have to flip it so that this thing is. Anyways. So here's what's going to happen with episode 701, provided I remember to do it correctly.
Okay.
We are going to flip sides on.
Oh, yes. There we go. I'll be on the right side and you'll be on the left.
That should fix it, because right now, the other challenge.
I told you how much I hate change. We had this conversation.
Yeah. And this will impact you literally 0%. Like, it's not like you physically have to move on your desk. It's
But I think we can both agree that most of the complaining will come from me.
Oh, yes. I don't think there's any agreement. I think that's a stated fact. I also figured out what was, if you look at yesterday's episode, it looked like I had like a major, what would be my left eye was like black. It looked like, and I was like, I don't have a black eye. Why does it look like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two things. It killed me to figure all this out. One, so there are, which this is going to look goofy because this is the actual way it's supposed to look. There are lights right over on the sides. There's also a light right dead center. And because of its perfect positioning, it was only lighting half of my face.
Okay.
Which screwed things up. And then also,
see, that I understand.
Yeah. Here's another fun one that I screwed up. And this took me about an hour to figure out. So in my house, Paul, I have several like 100-foot Ethernet cables. They run to like my workstation upstairs and a couple other spots that I just like to have hardwired. While I was digging all this stuff out and redoing it, I had to unplug it all. And so I plugged everything that I thought back in. What I didn't know that I did was that one of those 100-foot cables went out of the switch, made a loop, and went right back into the switch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, if you ever really want to see what a gremlin in your network looks like, I recommend doing that because like my internet speeds were just jumping all over from up to a gig down to zero. Things are like going on and offline, just some sort of craziness. And it took me about an hour to realize what I had done.
Yep. I've done that exact thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. If anybody ever wants to ruin somebody's day, sneak into their house and create a little loop on their switch. It'll
be hilarious.
It'll be hilarious all the live long day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else happened today, Paul?
No,
I don't know either. Actually, I meant to hit refresh on the site. That would have been helpful. Oh yeah, Photoshop for iPad supposedly.
Still coming. I had forgotten how long ago they had announced this.
Oh
actually October 2018.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little behind.
A little
behind.
Little bit.
Yeah. So I guess it's coming. It's not going to be as good as they promised.
Shocking from a company as steadfast as Adobe.
Yeah, the Oracle of software. Oh, wait.
Oracle now only has one CEO, by the way, Mark.
Jeez, Mark Hurd passed away. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of undisclosed causes so far. I mean, obviously he took a leave recently because of his health. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know what to, you know, obviously, when Adobe and Apple announced this last year, or if maybe it was just Adobe, I don't remember. Mm. It might have been at an Apple event. I don't remember. But I mean, if they could implement like real Photoshop on an iPad, that would be a game changer, right? That'd be amazing.
Yeah, like full kit and caboodle Photoshop.
Yep. They're not going to be able to do that, it looks like.
At least not yet.
So if any of you folks were afraid that iPad was going to take over the world, you can relax for a few years. I mean, look, there are excellent Photoshop-like tools. Mm-hmm. Affinity has one. I'm sure there are others. But, yeah, I think the year-long wait might have been a clue. Things weren't going great. So,
yeah,
they'll get something out eventually.
But working on it.
They have a big event coming up, so I think that will be when they announce the capitulation.
If they come out and say we have an early alpha preview program,
oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
I guess they are testing it, so people have used it.
Yeah,
and some of them talked to Bloomberg, and I don't think any of them had anything good to say. So there you go.
It's more like Photoshop.
Yeah,
shop. So yeah, we got that going on. There was something else too. You've played with the xCloud stuff, haven't you?
Yep.
What's your?
I've been surprised by how good it is. I mean, I as far as like the gameplay part of it. Obviously, three of the four games are humongous games. So if you've ever played Halo 5 or Gears 5 or Sea of Thieves, you know these things are gigantic games. It takes a long time to install them. The updates they have are massive. You know. But the other side effect of games like that is they actually take a while to get into, even on an Xbox, right? So if you launch Gears 5 from a fresh start, it's going to be a minute or two before you can do anything, you know? So obviously the xCloud versions of those games, well, they're not versions. The xCloud streamed version, I guess, so, you know, has that same problem. They can't fix that. It's running somewhere, you know? And then there's a little bit of xCloud-based, I don't know what to call it, buffering or kind of, you know, trying to connect type stuff that occurs very early on. So you wait for a little while. And, you know, a little while, what does that mean? I don't know, 30, 40 seconds maybe?
Yeah.
And then you get the normal wait times on the game. It's incredible to me how the games are literal, you know, they're not translations. It's the game. It's just on a tiny screen. It works great. I mean, you probably can do this better than I can. I mean, you know, like the screen's so small, I'm like trying to see the damn thing, you know, but it works great. The performance in game's been great in situations in which there's lots of action and lots of things going on. Like I was partway through Gears 5. I had gotten stuck at a particular point. It's a part where you go into a room and all this stuff kind of happens all at once. These creatures all attack. There's no stuttering. There's no latency type issues, you know, that I've seen. So that's been my experience. What about you? Anything? Do you play multiplayer at all? Or have you done any?
There's two parts to this story. One, I am playing on a very stout. I've been quietly harassing Paul for an Android phone because I think he has one that he's not using.
As we were starting, I was actually just looking at it. I think I do have one for you.
So what I've actually been playing on is the Nexus 6P. And I will tell you, candidly, I'm a bit surprised at how good it is. My biggest challenge, there's two big challenges because this hardware is old. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to use it is because A, it's old and Microsoft is pitching that this thing should work on anything. And it does. The problem is that if I unplug this thing for about more than 8, maybe on a generous day, 9 minutes, the battery gets kind of sucked down. But it does work. I did throw my Google Fi Sim in there and I could notice more latency on the cellular networks than I could, say, on my own home Wi-Fi when I didn't create the loop. But I mean, I think it's easy to say, at least at this point, there's some potential here. Like if they can truly get this wide scale and scalable, and if I can say scaling any different ways, I will probably throw that in there. But it's a generally positive first impression.
Yeah, I think it's there. I mean, I agree with you. It has to be tested in bigger numbers. And of course, that's what they're doing. I mean, that's the point of what they're doing. I'm trying to use this phone to go see what it is. And it literally won't let me get by a Microsoft sign-in screen. Like, I can't not deal with it. Like, I've never seen such a thing. I guess it's because I'm using the Microsoft launcher in this thing. Jesus. Anyway, I have not tried multiplayer on xCloud yet. I should probably do that.
Yeah.
I think I'd have better success, frankly, with a bigger screen. So I don't have an Android tablet that would make any sense. Although, I suppose you could play it on a Chromebook. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you could try. I guess I could try that.
I mean, I think this is going to be a lot more interesting to me when there's a PC client or, you know, a TV client of some kind or whatever. So, you know, whatever. But I'm happy to, you know, obviously it's great to seeing where they're at. There's only four games, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not super interested in any of them. Gears 5 is probably the most interesting just because I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
And it does, for people who don't know, because it's Xbox, it's the game you were playing. So if you owned Gears 5 like I do, and you played it partially on an Xbox or on a PC.
That happened to me. To be honest, I was really surprised because I did the exact same. I just turned it on. It was like, oh, wait, I'm halfway through the campaign and I can keep playing it.
And it's they give you the continue. And it's another part of that Xbox Play Anywhere experience, which I think is really cool and a huge advantage, I think, on Xbox. So there's that. I mean, you know, like you, I mean, I pre-ordered the Google Stadia stuff. I'm still interested to see where that lands. But I know that every time Google has had an event where they've talked about Stadia, there's a little bit of worry in the Microsoft world. What if they get this right? What if, you know, whatever. And I keep saying the same thing, and I really believe this. And now that I've seen xCloud, I believe it even more. You know, there's nothing that Google can do that Microsoft can't when it comes to this kind of stuff. And Microsoft has so many inherent advantages in gaming because of the Xbox platform. I want to see more, you know, I don't understand the technical requirements that they have up in the cloud, obviously, and how this thing scales, like you said, and, you know, we'll see. But it seems there. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's interesting. We'll see how well it does once it gets into everyone's hands, but they've been expanding that. The one thing that you can do on this little guy, Paul, that you can't really do with Stadia yet is use it wirelessly unless you have a Chromecast Ultra, which that was kind of, they just kind of glossed over that.
Well, yes. And so, by the way, one of the complaints about the Stadia stuff from the Microsoft guys were like, oh man, Microsoft's really far behind. Like, you know, Google's coming out with this thing in November. Microsoft's only in preview. What's going on? It's like, yeah, they're only in preview. I mean, they're coming out with it, but it's not like, it's not complete.
Right.
You can't. The point of Stadia is that you should be able to do what you're doing right there is have a controller on a phone on a controller and go and walk around the house or get on a bus and go to work or whatever it is and play anywhere. That's the point.
Yep.
So, you know, Stadia will get there. So will xCloud. I think these services being up and fully functional they're probably not that far off from each other, you know, realistically speaking.
Yeah.
And then if you're an Xbox guy, I'd like, you know, it's really funny, like, if you're in a game, you can press the Xbox button on your controller, and it brings up this thing that looks like the guide. Like, if you're familiar with the Xbox One, it looks like that. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly the same. It doesn't give you all the stuff. I sort of feel like it should be exactly the same, right? So, for example, I should be able to, from my controller, do things like take a screenshot or, you know, record the last 30 seconds of gameplay or, you know, from that interface, go into my games and view all the games that are available. And they would be the games that would be up in the cloud because all the games are available, you know?
Yeah.
So there's little things like that, but it doesn't feel rudimentary. It's just they clearly made this thing and it works, and it's not like more coming, you know, in a screen. I mean, it looks normal. It looks like the way they intended it to be.
Yeah. You know? I think they're off to a good start.
I do too.
So we will see here. They've got an event in November, like XO19, I think they call it. It's in London. I'm not expecting like major announcements, but I can guarantee they're going to talk about xCloud now that it's out in public beta. They're probably going to throw something out there.
Right. Now that it's out in the world, I mean, the funny, maybe, I don't know if you saw this. You can, of course, on a phone take a screenshot, right? So, you know, on Android, it's like the power button and I think the top or bottom, it doesn't matter, whichever volume key. You know, you press them simultaneously, a screenshot gets taken, whatever. When I play the game, and any of the games, and I look at it on the screen, you know, and the screens obviously have very high res displays and so forth. It looks beautiful. Like, to me, it looks like it looks on the Xbox One. When you take a screenshot, I don't know if you tried this, but it actually black bars it because the phone I'm using in my case is a long, tall, thin, you know, phone. So it doesn't support that native resolution. So it must stretch it out to fill the screen. I mean, it does fill the screen. That looks absolutely fine. But the screenshots I've taken, they look lower res than what I'm looking at when I play the game. And I don't know quite how to rectify that with my brain, because I you take a picture and you're like, well, it looks fine. Mm-hmm. But then you look at the screen and you're like, damn, that looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't quite mirror somehow. I don't know if you've experienced that, but it's kind of a strange
thing. I have no idea with mirrored images. And
okay.
No, I haven't actually tried it yet.
So do that. I mean, try to take some screenshots. I'm just curious.
Yeah, it'll be. Josh says in the chat room, he says someone posted to Reddit that they were actually able to use it with a Kindle Fire HD. So there you go.
Wow. That is a really low powered machine, which I guess was the point of that.
Yeah. So I would bet that it's more dependent on the video, your internet connection than it is the processing power. Oh, yes.
Power. Okay. Right. I don't think it's super hardware dependent. I mean, obviously you have to meet certain requirements. Modern OnePlus phones, and then probably the modern Samsung phones as well, are kind of advertised as being like gaming class phones, and they have features in them for gamers and so forth. Would any of that stuff benefit Project xCloud? I don't know.
Yep. So it is Friday after all. It has been a week.
Yeah, or as we would call it, 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a week.
2 arduous days of very short podcasts.
Yes, but yeah. Things will go on. Next week should be, there's some stuff going on next week, I think. But I'm not expecting like tons of news because Microsoft's got Ignite in 2 weeks-ish.
Well, the Surface devices are coming out soon, right? So there should be some news around that. And then what are we? We must be. We're still 2 weeks away from Ignite, so we've got next week, and then the week after that.
Yep.
And then Ignite, and the Ignite's going to be.
That'll be. There'll be a lot of stuff coming out of there, and it'll be a very busy week because I think Paul and I are both going down Sunday.
Yeah.
And leaving Thursday morning.
Yep. That's right.
So you got anything else for today, Paul?
No, I've got just quickly a bunch of programming Windows stuff that is kind of part written, and it's probably going to come all blurting out in the wrong order, but I'll try to get some of that up this weekend. I did start that other series, writing actual programs, which I think is kind of interesting. So you should, if you're a premium member, please look at that. I don't know. That's probably going to be most of my wife is actually away this weekend.
Oh, a lot of Call of Duty time.
So yeah, they'll be right. It's like those three things are my weekend. I'll go to the gym, but most of it's going to be Call of Duty and then writing and coding, I guess.
That is quite the weekend.
Yeah, it's good.
I think I'm.
How about you, Brad? Are you going to have a quiet weekend with your new moat?
No. I wish. Well, after that, I'm trying to decide. I need to run some more electrical.
Jeez.
Which this shouldn't be too. I mean, compared to what we had to do, like this is what I think is child's play. But what I forgot to do is what you can't see now. It's definitely backwards. Is that like it's not a server, but it's like where all my IoT, my switch, my router is literally right there.
Yes.
Can you guess where I didn't put an outlet when I rewired this podcast studio?
Yep.
Right there. Now I've got all the wiring. I just got to physically like pull the outlet down, wire it up, and then run it over and put a new box, which isn't all that difficult. I just don't want to do it. Like,
sure.
That's the crew.
Try not to electrocute yourself, although that would be somewhat hilarious. I think we can all agree.
Yep. Yep. As I told my dad, this isn't my joke, but I'm going to pretend it is. It says, if I'm wrong, only you will know. That's right? Funny. I mean, it's...
Well, you'll have that brief moment of dawning realization, you know?
Well, you know, if in those last microseconds of my life, I'm thinking about you...
Well, no, I don't mean it like that.
No, I don't.
You've that moment where you realize I completely screwed up and then the light just switches off, you know?
Yep. So there you go. There we go, folks. That wraps it up for today on this backwards edition. Cause look at that flip back and forth.
That is kind of weird. Yeah.
This is going to be the new normal. Cause Paul will then be on that side. And that way the screen looks everything a little copacetic, if you will. And have yourselves a wonderful weekend. And we'll probably be back on Monday, provided I don't short circuit the entire house. I make no promises.